the Mamshech, and we spoke about last week in terms of halachos of Meiser and halachos of Tzedaka. I wanted to say over a very interesting thing, because we're going to talk a little bit about two things that we really didn't touch. First of all, exactly how to cheshbon Meiser, meaning at what interval, how a person should disperse the Meiser, and to whom the person should disperse the Meiser, in terms of prioritizing who should get by, who should be getting stuck before everyone else. So, I'd like to say over that the Goyin in Divrei Elio says over that why is it, maybe this will be a little bit of a theme that we discuss even in the Agoda, Al Tikpas Yotcha. Open your hand. What's the pshat that we discuss opening your hand to the Oni? In Pashu Pshat, you're opening your hand and giving him money. The Goyin says in Shazan Tezach, the Goyin says that if you close your hand, every finger looks the same. When you open up your hand, you see that each finger has its own characteristic, its own length, its own width, its own thickness. The same is true with aniyim and tzorachim, that for tzedakah, that if a person holds his hand tight and he is not such a giver, so he doesn't, he won't be zeichet to give to the right causes in the right amounts. But if a person opens his hand, so he'll see each thing for what it is and what each thing needs, and he'll be zeichet to give tzedakah in its proper place in the proper way. It's in terms of cheshbening Meiser. So we discussed things that you can be menakeh from the Meiser, not be menakeh from the Meiser. I want to read over a little bit that which it says in the Avas Chesed, Lugabe cheshbening Meiser. Vida oyv, demidas Meiser hu lahanoyeg vitztoko. How is a person supposed to be noyig with Meiser? The yisne betchilas kabolosoi. He asked that he should make a tnai when he first mekabel Meiser. She yisnaig boifin zeh, that he's going to be noyig this way. In other words, the following five stipulations that he should start off with his Kabbalah's Meiser. There won't be any pikpukim on what he does. Rishon lucho, toiv sheyisne betchilas kabbalosa yesad mitzvah shubli neder. He should make a tnai that whatever he's going to do, whatever he's being mekabel, is really a kabbalah bli neder. As we've discussed, that the chiyuv of Meiser, even if it's a chiyuv nach many paiskim, certainly the Bach Bereisham, it's the chiyuv is really, it's really a minig, and the chiyuv comes from the chiyuv neder when a person is mekabel. So the person should taka say that he's being noyig disbeli neder. Kidei shlo yikoshel chas v'sholem ba'avoyin nedorim al yidei eizah siba b'lepom. Gam yirin sheyiyo loy pinkis miyuchid. A person should have a separate notebook. First, he should have in his pinkis what he makes, less his expenses, his business expenses. That's first thing. He should be bili neder, and he should have a separate pinkis. Beis, yasa cheshbon b'chol chatzi shana, oi al kol ponim b'chol shana. He should make a cheshbon every half a year or every year. Every year. If he has a loss in business, in other words, you figure out exactly what your revach is, and on that you give meiser. Gimel. He should write in the notebook everything he gave to tzedakah.
Should
should write every little thing. Guy comes to your door, you give him a dollar, you should write it down in the papers. That's Gimel. And he takes that off. What is Chiyuv Maaser? That goes off his Chiyuv Maaser. That's not part of his cheshbon of Reva. That's part of, if he has a Reva Marshal, if he has a $10,000 Reva, so he has to give $1,000. If he cheshbons, he already gave $100 to Tzedakah, so he only has to give $900. Dalit. Im la'esa cheshbon yira shiyesh oidif baha Maaser. Al Masha Hoitz. Okay? Let's say he has more, right? He has more than he has to give him. He give Maaser. Yira lahafrisham ulechalkam tekim. Person, whenever he makes that time, he should immediately disperse the money. V'im ein mizdamin lefonav ka'eso anoshim, shebedaita lite lohem. Let's say he has in mind to give tzedakah to his people, even if they were aniyim here. But let's say he has in mind to give the Maaser to a certain cause. So, and that's not here yet. You should be mafreshit for that. And then what? Yochel lahasher so oidif meha Maaser etzlo. Actually, he's done until that tzorich comes to him. Ve'im muchruch lechalkom take it. You have to be mafreshit immediately, but you don't have to set it. You don't have to give it out immediately. Umutir le'esata, and it's mutter for the, at this specific time lehishtamish b'hamoyis alatzma. You could use the money now. Actually, she's done le'anoshim shiragel lechalik lohem mizeh. Let's say you go, you use the money. He says, you're allowed to use the money now. You have in mind, you makrish it, it's Maaser. And now you're going to use the Maaser for your own needs, and you're going to pay back when the oni comes to you. Then let's say you have no money. What do you do then? You mechuyif to borrow money to give him money. You can't say, I'm going to wait till the next month till I get money. You mechuyif to borrow money. Hey, this is a very important halacha. It's a very common shayla. It's a big machlokes achronim. Im yimtza shehoytzi al tzedakah yosef meha Maaser. Let's say he makes a cheshbon and he realizes he gave more than Maaser. Right? So now the shaila is, can he carry that over to the next period? Right? He finds out he gave more Maaser, so does Maaser owe him? Or no? I mean, he was showing him Maaser and that's it. So this is a greisa machlokes achronim. The noy de Yehuda in Siman Kuf Tzarechas in Yerodei Chanyona. He says he taka holds the chumra, and the Chofetz Chaim over here in Avos Chesed is reckoning with him. In yimtza shehoytzi al tzedakah yoser meha Maaser. Let's say a person made his cheshbon and he gave more Maaser than he is supposed to give. He mechuyif to give. Yesham diyuchal lenakoy zel lebesoif meha Maaser shel shana shniya. You can carry over to the next year and say, Maaser owes me. V'yesh machmirim b'zeh. There are those that are machmir. He's referring to the night of Yehuda. V'oid. Al-kei, toiv lasis kasher kasavnu l'mayla dahenu shi yisne b'feirish b'tkilis kabalos. He's not machmir, the Chofetz Chaim. Chofetz Chaim is saying that when you makabal on yourself to give Maaser, the person makabal, when he did b'tkilis nesina, he should be makabal on himself with this stipulation. He should be master that he's going to be able to carry over any excess giving of Maaser, any excess that precious Maaser can go till the next period also. It's clearly going with the fact that we're going with the Bach, that it's a minig and it's also nether. So if you don't get believe nether, that's how it is. Okay. Then he goes on a little weiter. He discusses, let's say you're in a type of business that it's almost impossible to cheshbon exactly what the rebach is. So, mashallah, a person has a retail store. I mean, to cheshbon exactly to the thing. So he discusses that a person has to do his best estimate, and that would be, and that's fine. Okay. That's l'maisa, how a person should cheshbon the maisa. So he could really put money, by the way. You could put money, be mafresh money into a maisa account. He doesn't have to disperse it right away, but as long as he's mafreshit, and it's earmarked for tzedakah, for aniyim, so he's able to do it. Now I want to discuss the seder, a little bit about the seder, what the Paiskim say about the seder of who Maaser should go to, or who tzedakah should go to, that is it. And we'll discuss some of the shailas that the Paiskim discuss. The Pasuk says, there really are two chiyuvim in tzedakah. Is Pasayach Tiftach Ismail. that person has to give tzedakah to an ani. And in that, the Rambam writes, "Va'asa lahachzer es ha'ani sheshal reiko." It's also to turn away an ani. If an ani, the person is an ani and he asks for mamon, you're mechuyif to give him. Va'afilu atenoisin loy gregeres achas. Even if you give him mamish a little gregeres, shenemar al yosher dachnichu. You can't turn away a poor person, the chlima, with embarrassment. The person is not allowed to turn away. And this Rambam is going to become a very big issue. L'mashal, you're going to get, you're sitting shul, right? And you're accosted by reams of people after people after people after people. So your doorbell doesn't stop ringing at night. Are you allowed to ignore that? So I want to tell you over, they bring some maisa that the stipler went to Reb Chaim Oizer and asked him the shayla. So Reb Chaim Oizer told him the following thing, a very interesting tzach. He said, before I came to Vilna, I used to say hello to everyone. I used to say good morning, good afternoon. Come to Vilna, I didn't say hello to anyone. Come out to say hello to anyone, because there's so many people, and so many people will be passing, you wouldn't stop saying hello. So he said in a greiser shtot, what are we talking about? The person has to give every single person who asks. We're talking where it's a plain shtot, and there are not that many people that are coming by to ask. But if otherwise it's kosher if a person would give, it's ein l'davosot. Azoi at Reb Chaim Oizer emgezok, and they say over at Reb Chaim Kanievsky held that the disciple Taka held this way also in the greiser shtot where there's so many people, so it's kosher not shaya. So that's one chiyuv. Abul Maisa, if an oni comes and it's shaya for you, I mean, and it's not, you're not, there's no reason not to. So then in a chanami, a person should give. But there's another chiyuv. That chiyuv is the chiyuv of day machsari asher yachsalah. The chiyuv of day machsari asher yachsalah is impossible. Day machsari, a person has to give an oni, day machsari asher yachsalah. What he's missing, that which he's missing, asher yachsalah, day machsari, you have to give him, sustain him. The Gemara says that hilo, that afilu, that the Gemara in Pesukah says, afilu sus lirkevalo, afilu evad loritz lefon of the Gemara in Mitzvah Isha tells us. That if a person normally has a very lavish lifestyle, and he pushes Yerubin Chosov, there's a chiv of Dei Machsari Asher Yechsalah. Now the pashtus is to sustain his lifestyle. Now the pashtus is that's a chiv on every person. That means I have a chiv to Dei Machsari Asher Yechsalah. That's a different chiv of Pasech Tifta. Pasech Tifta is the pshat to give him a ton. I feel great, you give him a little thing. If a guy walks in, you can give him the smallest amount of thing. Now, the smallest amount of thing, rather the later Paiskim discussed, that a person should give something that he should be able to eat something, buy something for food. Right? So they say from the Yashiv that he said 10 agoros was enough to buy something. I think that must have been a bunch of years ago. 10 agoros, I don't think you can get anything for 10 agoros in Eretz Yisrael, in Eretz Yisrael. But in the stomach, you can get a piece of bubblegum here. I don't know what you can pay for a piece of bubblegum. I don't know what the smallest amount you can to give to for an ani to buy food. That's considered in the sina that it's an ani. It's rather okay. But day machsor is a greater chiv. Now there's an aruch hashulchan that seems to say that bizman hazeh, there's the chiv of day machsor is we don't have anymore because we've been in galus for so long and we have no money and. And if, even if everybody would give stock, if everybody would give a meiser of their mammon, it wouldn't be able to feed all the aniyim. I don't know that aruch hashulchan applies. If I think if everybody would give meiser of their mammon, there would be no aniyim. I mean, al pi hateva, there probably wouldn't be aniyim. There probably wouldn't be any executive directors for yeshivas or anything. I mean, there would be no problem with anything. I think Klal Yisrael is at its wealthiest point. But I wanted to share with you a very interesting thing about day machsari asher yechsalah. And I found that it could be it's a mocker for hamlotzes, for letters that the Rabbanim doesn't give for Raniyim. The Baal Shem Tov writes the following thing. It's quoted from the Baal Shem Tov. Dei Machsari Asher Yechsaloi. So the first oisius of Dei Machsari Asher Yechsaloi, the Rashi Tevah says Dalet Mem Aleph Yud Lamed, which adds up to 85, which is Pet. And the Seif Tevis are Yud Vav Reish Reish Vav, which add up to 422, which is Ksav. That a person's Mechuyiv, Al Zdei Machsar HaShayach Salah, a person's Mechuyiv, if you refer to the Peh, that to help someone with pen, to help them diksaf, to write a letter for a person to help him, that he should be able to even find this himself. So now, in terms of the seder of who has tefillah over whom. So, first I'd like to read you a little of the Adav Chesed. He brings it really, it's part of this is Al Pi Dvei Rav, the Psalm Sefer, and Shuvos, Reish Chof Tes, and Reish Lamed Aleph. So the Chofetz Chaim writes the following. Ba'atem novi levar es oifen hachluka shal mois meiser. Hine yadua de mois meiser ikroi hu litzdoko lechalik la'aniyim. The ikur of tzedaka is to give taniyim. The ikur is, as we read from the Shulchan Aruch last week, the ikur of meiser is to give to aniyim. Okay? Hu kroivav ha'aniyim hein koidmin bazela acherim. Kroivim are kodim to other people. Yeah. And if you look in Simon Reish, if you look at Simon Reish and Aleph, Sif Gimel, Shulchan Aruch says this beferish. And he says, "Anois in the bottom of Anois of Hakdolim, Shein Echaim Zon Esen Kedil Lamin Es Habonim Teiru Lahanek Habonis Kedar Kishar Bechad Anois of Matanis Lo Oviv Behem Tzrichim Lohem Harezer Bechal Tzedaka Vlo Yoyer Al Shibzarach Lahakdimoy Lacheru Vafilu Einoy Benoy Vloy Oviv El Kroivoy Tzarach Lahakdimoy Lachol Adam." So Kroivim come before. Which Kroivim come before? So we start as a Oviv imoy. Lamaisa oviv imoy. It depends. Oviv imoy. It depends how wealthy you are. If a person would not be able to give a farness oviv imoy without giving meiser, so his meiser, that's the first place his meiser has to go, is to his parents, to be mefarness his parents. Gemara states tovim me'eru l'mishu mefarness oviv imoy mimoy stokum. So if a person can't, if a person can, he should not be mefarnes aviv imay. The Gemara says tavi me'era. It's a klala to a person that he gives his staka to his parents. He should be mefarnes his parents aside from ma'isa. But if he can't, his ma'isa is mois ma'isa can go there first. Okay. So then, from kroivim goes bonim, then nechtim grandchildren. This is al pidah chasam sofer. He doesn't bring this to me. Now, legabi other kroivim, the chasam sofer writes he shouldn't give. He shouldn't give all his ma'aser to Krovim. He should give, you know, if the tak is, he doesn't have anything but his ma'aser for his parents, he can give all his ma'aser to his parents. But other Krovim, he should give chatzi ma'aser to Krovim. He shouldn't give all his ma'aser, he should also give to others. It's a k'dima to his Krovim, but he should give to others. Okay? Now, what if his children are not, what if his Krovim, he has no Krovim that are on him. There's no Krovim that are on him. Zok Chofetz Chaim, and he brings the tchuma that we spoke last week. The imkroiv of einam aniyim u'mechalkum laniyim acherim me'anochayin sheyahadim lechatchila lechalkum la'amolei Torah. He should give his moment to amolei Torah. If he doesn't have kroivim that are poor, he's the first person to give to amolei Torah that need that without the able to support them when they're learning, that they shouldn't have to go out to Barnosa and they talk have a din of aniyim. L'man yechziku b'teiras Hashem. Ki mashma b'medrash de ikur ha-maiser niskin b'shvil lahachzik la'amolei Torah, like we said over last week, from the Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Re'ei, Aser ta'aser, where it says that he should be mafrish from his rebach la'amolei Torah. That's his craving. Before you see, the Chofetz Chaim doesn't go through it, but in the order is the Psalm Sefer says it's parents, children, grandparents, brothers and sisters, other craving, and if you look at the Shach in your day, a Siman Reish Mem Zayin, when Shusam to the Shach brings Shalmi, that a person's wife, ex-wife that he divorces. A person's ex-wife that he divorces, he's mechuyev to be mefarnes her and to give her to be able to sustain her. Mishar b'sarcha al tesalim, and the shach. It's seemingly the pesukim seem to say that before a person gives to other meisters, a person gives money out to others. She has a din of koroiv to them, And before he gives ma'aser anywhere else, he should give away from the mishpacha. He should give to his ex-wife. So Mishasanta, those that are involved in Gittin, I don't know that that's something that's really held to. Sometimes people think that there's no greater pirud, so but l'maisa, it's called she'er b'sar. Now, legabe aniyim stam. So we know kroivim are before other aniyim. Aniye ircha are before other ayaras. But within the same ear, shchenim, people that live closer to you, their cause has kedima over other causes. And then there's of course Irak Eres, but then there's of course the Aniye Eretz Yisrael, which have a kedima to Irak Eres. Now, Lugabe, the din kedima, the shaila really is, does that bind you? Let's say you don't want to give to a certain one. You're not looking to give to your next door neighbor. You know what? You'd rather give to a yeshiva, you'd rather give to a military, you'd rather give to Aniyei Eretz Yisrael. Well, you'd rather give someone who's somewhere else. Is a person allowed to do that? Can a person make that decision? There's a very interesting tshuva from Rav Moshe. I think it's in Yoredei Gimel Kuf Mem Dalet. There's a very interesting tshuva because there's a lot of yesoidus in Chiyuv Tzedakah. And the issue over here was there were two brothers who knew they had a brother who was going to stay and learn it. And he was a bachur yet, he wasn't even married. And they wanted to take from their ma'aser. They wanted to ma'aser their mamon, but not, he's on a tzarech now. They wanted to save up their mamon now to give to him. And they'll keep the mamon in an account or whatever, and they'll have mamon saved up that when he gets married, he'll be able to sit and learn for a long time. Is he allowed to do that? So it's Baram Oli Ter, right? But, what? Oh, so Rav Moshe says a few chidushim over there, first of all. First of all, the chidush he says is, you could be makrish even though a person doesn't have an ani yet. And that could be a cause. Yes? He's going to be learning, and that's what it's for. You could be makrish the mamon for that. So very sukkidish. Okay. But he says over there, but what about if there are aniyim now? If there are aniyim now, the aniyim now have a kedima over him who's not an aniyim. I mean, the only din of, I mean, this is l'chayr, it's a ben benoshel kal v'chayr, that the aniyim should have a din, the aniyim today should have a kedima over that aniyim, right? Over the future aniyim of their son. Maybe he'll marry, who knows why, maybe he'll marry Richard, I don't know. Yeah.
He's saving up to get to.
Oh, so listen to what Rav Moshe says. Rav Moshe says a very big finish. Rav Moshe says that the dine kedima that are in Shulchan Aruch are for a gabei tzedakah. Enoch lami is an inyan azay. Oh, but a chiyuv that the chiyuv to give in azah seder is only for a gabei tzedakah because a gabei tzedakah hot nishkin din from tovus hanah. Tovus hanah is the pshat. I have a right to mashal just like I have trumas and maishas. I'm allowed to give to whichever kohen I want to give to. Right? That's tovus hanah. So the Bailam has a tovus hanah. Memela, a gabbai tzedakah hanish to tovus hanah, but a regular person in the yachid has tovus hanah. Memela, since he has tovus hanah, he can give to whoever he wants. As is Rav Moshe. Lemais at the end of Rav Moshe seems to pass it over. He says they shouldn't give all of it. They should be makrish the bulk of it they can keep. So for their brother, to keep in a separate account, but they should give out stock to the Aniyim today also, to be Yitzah, the key of stock today also. As I zogt Rav Moshe, the Groy Sechim. Okay. There are a few interesting shailas that come up. What happens? The Rambam says you have to give, right? So you have to give to whoever comes to give you. What happens you get? Now, is that din a din? the Lashon of Rambam, the Lashon HaPosuk is, Al Yoshuv Dach Nichbo. You can't turn away a poor person embarrassed. Right? Let's say the person, it's not a personal solicitation. Let's say you get a letter in the mail. Let's say you get a mail, there's a mailing from organizations. Is that something that a person, the pack of people that are makbid, they give something to everything that comes in? Sometimes I have people, I don't know who they are. I'll get money back from the dinner. I'll get envelopes with a dollar in it. They'll say who it's from, where. I have no idea where it's from. But obviously the person feels badly that the yeshiva spent money on a stamp, whatever. But they can just put a stamp in it. I don't know what he has to do that. But Lumaisa, the question feels he has to give it an asina. Maybe after this thing, it's a fine zakat. It's a wonderful thing. I think it's a very nice thing. But Lumaisa, the person seems to say that this question is really a multi-layered question. The first question is it's non-personal. So Rambam, al Yoshev Dach Nechlam, Lav Dachka, is that? Is this a transgression of it? The second thing is every mass mailing, everybody knows that there's going to be a percentage and a very large percentage that is not going to be responsible. So there's no klima in that. It's not expecting that every person should give. So the later place can say that certainly on mass mailings, a person has no klima to give to each thing that comes to them. There's absolutely no klima. What about if you get a gift in the mail? A lot of times the people will send you a sefer, or they'll send you a picture, or they'll send you whatever it is. What's it in there? The Paiskim over there say that the same idea. We know that they know that there are certain people who are not going to give. Since there are certain people who are not going to give, they're giving you a matana. It's not, you don't have to pay for the matana, you can keep the matana. If you want to give something, you can give something, but you're not obligated to give something there. Now, his another very interesting question. Gabe, it's another tshuva from Moshe. Good, you want to give money to Amalek Zerah? It's a short tshuva from Moshe. But who do you give to? Do you give to a kohel? Or maybe you should give to Tashbar. You should give to Negev Shemes Rab. State that the kingdom of the veld is coming from the Hevel Pim Shal Tinek Shal Beis Rabbim. So Taket, the whole kingdom of the Olam is coming from the Hevel Pim Shal Tinek Shal Beis Rabbim. So maybe their Torah is more chashuv than the Torah from the Amalek Torah. So Reb Moshe has a very interesting thing. He says a very interesting thing. He says that L'maisa, the Amalek Torah, there have to be Amalek Torah that are going to be Mamshech the Deiris, and that are going to be Malamed the Deiris Torah. And we need Amalek Torah to be Poiskim, and Amalek Torah to be Manhigim. So therefore, that has a Kedima over anything. But let's say there's enough money going to those Moistas that they're going to be Amalek Torah. Let's say they're going to be, let's say it's a Stamak Kohel, that's not a Kohel, seemingly. Let's say the koil is stomach koil. It's not a koil from mitzuyonim. It's not a koil that out of that koil comes out mitzuyonim. It's an average koil. You know, the poskim are not going to come out of it. Leaders are not going to come out of it. They're going to face. People are going to learn. I don't know how long. Labashal, I'll never forget. They once went to Roshach, and they wanted to make a rule that after 5 years you have to go 5 years and it was Lakewood. I think there was a spot up in Lakewood. They went to, this was about 20 years ago, they went to Rav Shach, and the burden of Lakewood's coat was so much, they wanted to make it that officially the policy should be that after 5 years you have to leave. Unless somebody's a Mamish Mitzvah, you say, Rav Shach pushed through them out of his office. He said, we can't put a limit on something, you never know how much a person can strike. But let's say you have such a coat that has such a rule of place, they support for 2 years, 2 years. It's a koil that they make koshiv about that. Rav Moshe would hold that before you give there, you should give to an elementary school, because over there but the ma'aser, let's say it's a koshiv koil, it's a koil where that propagates that the gadolim and people that come out of that poskim. So over there there's a ketima to that more than anything else. Somebody asked a shayla on the email. Somebody asked a shayla about a sefer Torah. Writing a Sefer Torah can use it from my Sefer. Now this, L'chayr, I didn't see it before last week's year, really not yet, last week's year. L'maisa, everyone has a chiyuv to write a Sefer Torah. Right? Everyone's the last mitzvah in the Torah. Right? I think it's for L'chamas Hashir HaAzayis, the person's b'chuyuv to write a Sefer Torah. So, given that, since the person's b'chuyuv to do it, you can't use Mois Maisa for a chiyuv. You can't use Mois Maisa for a chiyuv. But what about if Shutvim are building a writing sefer? Let's say a Tzibur is writing a sefer, let's say a Shul is writing a sefer Torah. Now, if a Shul is writing a sefer Torah, but Shutvim, Nachroi, Paiskin, nobody's Mekayim the Mitzvah. Right? Mind you, you write a nice in a sefer Torah, if it's not your sefer Torah, you didn't do anything, really. Not much. Okay? I mean, you wrote a nice in the sefer Torah, but you didn't do anything. You're not Mekayim the Mitzvah of Kisvah Lechem HaSefer Torah, you're not Mekayim nothing. Right? You gotta own the sefer Torah. Not only have to own the sefer Torah, most Paiskim, you have to own the sefer Torah solely. It can't be anyone else's sefer Torah. It can't be a Shulchan. So if the Tzibur is getting together to write a sefer Torah, over there you could use the Mammon for Mois Meisim. As I stay very blau in the Stockholm Mishpat, as I pass the passes. Okay. It didn't come out the Kavana this way.
I wanted to speak about.
Talk about that, we started with Pesach Tiftach. Tiftach is Yadcha. I wanted to speak a little bit about the Haftarah, Shabbos Chazon. There's a very interesting pasuk. We know that the Haftarah is Chazon Yishayo, Ben Amoritz. So in Yeshaya Aleph, Pasuk Yud Beis, Shteit Kisavayu Leirois Pona. When they came, to see for Re'iyah, right? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu was telling Klal Yisrael, Mi Bikesh Zois Miyedchem Remois Chatzera. Who asked you for your Aliyah L'Regel? You didn't listen to the Dvashon. He said, the Pasuk before says, Lama Leirois Zuchechem. Yomer Hashem Sabati Yerla is Elim the Chel of Marim the Dan Parim of Kvasim Atudim Leichafatz. I don't want the carbonus. I don't need the carbonus. It's pasuk. It's a mincha shav. The pasuk says David says. But he says Kisavoyu Leirois Pana. You came to see my face, to be seen by me. Leirois Yira. Mi Bikesh Zoyks Miyedchem Remois Chatzera. Who asked this from your hands? Remois chaseira, you were remiss my chotzer, my beis hamikdash. So they say, all from Rav Shamshon Rafal Hirsha, gevaldike ha'orim. He once got up in a jerusha, and he said, chashtein, aliyah l'regel megeit netufus. You go with your feet. What does mi bikesh zoyks miyedchem? Who needs this from your hands? Who are your hands? I mean, Pashit, you say, Shadis, they gave, the korbanis. So it should be with the legs. Over there, he was saying that there are those that go, they come to Besmedrish, they don't come with their feet, they kind of come with the horse and buggy. So he was attacking the people that they come to the Besmedrish. That's why he says, Miyedchem, you need your hands to steer the horse and buggy. That's why he says, Miyedchem and not Miraglech. It's a vitz from Shamshon Rafal Hirsha. But the Ha'ar is a good Ha'ar. What do you mean, who needed this from your hands? What does it mean from your hands? Lachazak Zetman. At the end of the Haftarah state, Vashiva Shiftayich Givarish. Excuse me before that. Vashiva Yodi Olayich. And I will return my hand, or bring my hand upon you. But Etzref Kavor Sigoyech Vasira Kol B'diloyich. What is the Eibishter saying? I will put not my hands, but my hand. Vashiva Yodi Olayich. But Etzref Kavor Sigoyech. Also does with the hand. Who needs this from your hands? Abish is going to put his hand on us and return us to him. Mark Sus. Afnun Gimel. This is a very interesting thing. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, b'shah shechav beis hamikdash, motzei HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'Avraham, shehayo oimed b'beis hamikdash. When the beis hamikdash was charev, HaKadosh Baruch Hu found Avram standing in the Beis HaMikdash. Omar lo, Mali Yedidi Beveisim. What is my Yedid doing in my house? It's a very strange question. Where else should he be? Where else should a good Yedid be? Good Mali Yedidi Beveisim. I came for my sons, my children. They were chote and they were gola. Maybe they were chote b'shoigi. Why weren't you zoich a bris mila? Why did you throw them out? They had the schus of bris mila. Oh my loy. And he answers that back. Good. So Shalos, what is going on here? What is this conversation between Avram and the Eibush? Mali yedidi b'vesi. What's haste that yedid? What is a yedid? Yedid, we know. Yedid is a good friend. What's a yedid? The Gemara Nomad Aleph here says an amazing thing. The Gemara says, Yavo Yedid, Ben Yedid, the Yedid, the son of the Yedid, should come. V'yivne l'Yedid, v'yivne Yedid, and he should build the Yedid. L'Yedid, v'chelko shel Yedid. Okay, say that 10 times backwards. Okay, the Yedid, the son of the Yedid, should build the Yedid, for the Yedid, in the chelik of the Yedid. And the iskaper by yedidim, and it should be mechaper yedidim. Yavo yedid ze shloimeh hamelech. Shloimeh hamelech ze yedid. Dirsiv vayishlach biadnasan hanavi vayikrishma yedidya. Ba'avur Hashem. Ben yedid ze Avrom. Dirsiv mali yedidi beveisi. Ve'yivne yedid ze beis hamikdash. Dirsiv ma yedidis mishkenesayach. Li yedid for the yedid. Who's the beis hamikdash built for? Zach Kodesh Baruch Hu, Dichsiv, Ashivan Ali Yedidi. The Chelko Shel Yedid, Zeb Binyamin, Shenemar, Levinyamin Omar, Yedid Hashem, Yishkan Levetach, Olof. The Yiskapru Ba Yedidim, Elu Yishol, Dichsiv, Nosati Es Yedidis Nafshi, Bekaf, Oyvecha. Azoy Shteyim Gemar. What's the Gemar talking about? It's a Yedid, what a Yedid, he's building a Yedid, what's going on, what is a Yedid, what is a Yedid? In Goyin state, a hafle b'kizach. The Gros says, really it's based on a maral, but we don't have time for it. Oh, but the Goyin says the following thing. He says there are two hands a person has. There's a Yad Yamin and there's a Yad Shmuel. The Yad Yamin and the Yad Shmuel, if a person wants to know the furthest parts of his body, his wingspan. He stretches out his arms, both sides. The Yad Yamin and the Yad Shmuel are the furthest things from his body. There's a Yad Yamin and a Yad Shmuel. And Be'etzem, the Mamish Rochik, Be'etzem. But when a person brings the Yad Yamin and the Shmuel together, that's a shtei yodayim. That's yad yad. Yad yad is yudid. Yudid, a good friend, is the pshat. It's makariv, the furthest point to be one. Dafen fashtein. That there's a yad yamin and there's a yad smel. Shteit, as the yad smel is mad. And the yad yamin is makariv. So steht, the mouth of the smell, and the car of the Yamin. And steht in the Gemara Ksubus, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the Beis HaMikdash, Mikdash Hashem, Koininu Yodecha, Godol Maisa Sadikim, Mimaisa Shemayim Va'aretz. Steht, Mikdash Hashem, Koininu Yodecha, two hands. And steht, Af Yoda Yosta Aretz, the tip of Shemayim. So the Gemara says, the Eibush had two hands to build the Beis HaMikdash. And one hand for Shemayim Va'aretz. Now it's not really so meduktik. But state, there's a Yad and Bish. The Shemayim was one Yad. And the Eretz was another yad. The Teretz is Avada. The Shemayim is a yad. And the Eretz is a yad. But the Mikdash is Mechaber, the Shemayim to the Eretz. The Mokim HaMikdash, the two polar opposites in this world, the two most antithetical elements in this world, are Shemayim Va'aretz. Shemayim Va'aretz, Dr. Pshat, Ruchni U'Gashmi, the Yad Yamin, Dr. Ruchnius. The Yad Smoil is the Gashmius, right? He's supposed to be Matcha with the Gashmius, he's been Makarav with the Ruchnius. Lamaisa today we have the candy man and the candy parquet. We're Makarav with the Gashmius, and we're matzah with the Ruchnius. Of a dozen of Pshat, Yedid, that the Mikdosh is Yedid. The Mikdash is called Yedid because it's Makarav. It's Ma'achid. It's the Mokim. The one Mokim, the Mokim on earth. That's Mamish, where heaven touches earth. That's Yedid. That's the Yad. The Yedid of the Mikdash. The Mikdash is called the Yedid. Shlomo HaMelech Adoch HaYedid. He's Bainu the Mikdash. Ben Yedid, Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu was the first who gave Maisa. Right? And Shteit. The Pasukim Lech Lecha says, Koine Shomayim Vo'oretz, Malki Tzedek says. That's the Pshat from the Achid of the Shomayim Vo'oretz. That was Avram Avinu. Binyamin was stated, no rima vaseleya, the Gemara Baba Basra Lechid Zion says, no rima vaseleya ate from the basar of his body, his carcass remains whole. A rima vaseleya, why? Because a rima vaseleya is the pshat, it takes away the gashmias, takes away the guf. Of if the guf is so ma'achid with the neshama, so a rima vaseleya can't, that's why he's called the yedid. That's the pshat, yedidus. That's the Yedidus. If you look at it, we say, my Yedidus Menuchasech. What do we talk about? Barbaru Muslav Adog, and we talk about all the Gashmias. Let's say Shabbos. Shabbos is the Pshat, Shabbos is this man where we take, where, even if during the week, it's, what do we say? We say, Yomen Usmol Tefreitzel. Why? What's the Pshat? Of Shabbos is the Me'ein. On the aim where we can take the Gashmias and make it one. Even if during the week, if our smile is dragging us away from our Yemin, of our Shabbos, Shabbos is my Yedidus Menuchasech. It's a Yedidus, the Pshat is Yomenus Multifreitzi, the Beda Hent together, even the Gashmius is Ruchnius, the Gashmius is Ma'achid with the Ruchnius. That's the concept over here in the Gemara of Yedid, Yedidus. All these things are, that's the idea of Yedid. So I want to be Mamshech. Sorry, it says over here one missed call and says 9:15. I keep thinking it's 9:15, but that's when the call came in. I'm sorry. I'm sure they, give me another few minutes, another couple of minutes. The island should. I think there's. It's Kedai. You think about it, it's hard. We said it. Royal of Yor Shemayim Liya is Meitzer Doye, Achubim Beis Hamikdosh. It's Halach and Shulchan Aruch. We're so far that we don't know what we lost. I once heard from Reb Nachum, Shem Reb Nachum. It's called Ikvus of the Mashiach. Why is it called Ikvus of the Mashiach? Because the Ekev, the heel, is the least sensitive part of the body. We don't feel. How do we? We don't feel what we miss. We don't even know what we're missing. We don't even know. Unzer Gashmias, the Gashmias, our Ruchnias, Islam is Nishkin Ruchnias, even. But with the Ruchni and the Gashmi, that Mokim Ha'achdus, that's really what we lost. Gemara Brachas tells us that when Klal Yisrael, famous Gemara, everybody knows Gemara Gar Gimel, where the Gemara says, Eliyahu Navi tells Tana, that Kol Shah B'Shah, any time that HaKadosh Baruch, Klal Yisrael goes into the Batei Knesiyos, the Batei Midrashos, and say, Yehesh Merab Me'Mavarach Lo Me'amaya, when they say that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Manhemes Ki Yoyna. He says, Oy Levonai, Oy Lamelech, and Oy Lo'av, that he threw his children out of the Beis HaMikdash, he threw his children out of his house. What does he have now? Yehesh Merab Mevorach Olmi Amayim. I want to just mention one thing. What is the Pshat? Yehesh Merab Mevorach Olmi Amayim. Shteit in Tur, in Hilchos Kaddish. Yehesh Merab Mevorach Olmi Amayim. has 28 letters. If you open your siddur, some siddurim will have 29, but the siddurim of deducting is a challah. If you say or you have a yud by shmei, it's one way or the other. It's seven words with 28 letters. State in the Gala Amukas that when a person says Yehi Shmei Rabba, he should be mechaven two psukim. There are two psukim in the Torah that have seven letters and seven words and 28 letters that a person has to be. But these two psukim, you have to be mechaven before you say Yehi Shmei Rabba. What are the two psukim? Bereishis Bora Elokim Es Hashamayim Yesa Oretz, and Vayedaber Elokim Es Kesed Borim Ha'Elo Leino. What are the two psukim? The Rashis, Shemayim Va'aretz, and the Hakyomikli Aseres HaDibris in Parshas Yisro. Both those psukim have seven words and 28 letters. It's a gay tifa. If you look at the Balaturim, on the first pasuk in the Torah, Rashis Bar Lekil, he says that in Koheles, we'll know, Lakoz Man Va'es, how many itois itim are there in Koheles? There are 28 itim. Ace. Yeah. And they in seven psukim. What's the pshat? The pshat is azay. Seven, we all know, is this world, is the teva in this world. The job of a yid is to recognize that al sabas in teva is yidid, is yad and yad, 28. Is the pshat, the yamun and smol has to be tefreitzi. The shemayim and the aretz have to be together. Person goes out to work. Person goes out into the world. He has to realize that has to be mechuber with his guy. His gashmius has to be mechuber with his ruchnius. He sits down to a suda. The suda taka is a suda. It has to be a suda that taka gives him kliyachus to go vayta. The mikdash was that you did. Zion. Person has to realize the two psukim. Bereishis bara Elokim Hashamayim v'haaretz tach tabriyas ha'olam. What's the ma'achid of the whole world? The Torah, the Aseres HaDibros, is the nach ha'posuk. Seven words. 28 letters. You did. The Eibush defines Avraham Avinu. Says, Ma li yedidi beveisim. What is my yedid doing in my house? My bias no longer. My bias no longer is called yedid. My bias is choruv. That was his question. Avraham Avinu wanted to say that. The choyach of the brismila. What's the choyach of the brismila? Brismila is fakir, the recognition. We take away a piece of agashmi. To recognize that we're mechubel l'mayim, that was the conversation that HaKadosh Baruch was having with Avraham. That this is what we're looking for. This is what we're asking. This is what HaKadosh Baruch says to Klal Yisrael, Yishai Yudbeis. He said, Voyu l'rois ponem yibikesh zois miyedchem. This is what I wanted from your hands. I wanted stam karbonis. I wanted from your hands, you did. I wanted you did this from your hands. Baruch Hu is going to build the Beis HaMikdash with both hands. The world, Taka, the Mikdash Hashem Koinenu Yadecha. The Pshat is the Mikdash is built with both hands, is the Pshat Yadid with both hands. Enechanami, the Shemayim is with one hand and the Oros is with another hand. We want HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Meshiv Yodoy, the Yad that Taka the Yad Smoil, and he should be Makarev not only with the Yad Yamin but with the Yad Smoil. That's the end of the Haftarah. Va'ashiva Yodi Olayich Va'etzrach Kabor Sigoyach. Basira kol b'di loyach. We should talk about zayfe to see tziyam b'vish b'tipada b'shavet b'tzaka. We should be zayfe to see nechmas tziyam yishalom.